Gates of the nation. Gates of hell. Gates of fire. In 2008, in August, in Honolulu, Hawaii, I attended the opening of the Ends of the Earth to Back to Jerusalem prayer tower. After doing a prayer watch on Waikiki Beach, I felt led to cross the street, the main artery that goes past the beach in Honolulu, and I noticed it was cordoned off. I crossed the street and saw these women driving Harleys throwing candy. My friend, who I was accompanying me, picked up the candy. I said, "Don't eat that. Throw that away." And then I began to observe floats, people in cars that were all had streamers and all kinds of decorations. And it occurred to me this was a gay pride parade. And I began to turn around and walk down the street when the Spirit of the Lord called me and said, "Open up your mouth at the gates of this nation and declare its transgressions." I said, "Lord, that's not you." And then I heard, "If you do not do so, you will be called account before my judgment seat." Immediately the fear of God came on me and I began to declare at that time that the gates of lust, that men were burning with men and women with women, and that the fires in California were a sign of God's judgment of the lust burning men with men and women with women. And Proposition 8 was being established and being voted on in California at that time. And it was a sign from God. And that God loved them. And God loved those people. But if they continued in their sin, they would burn in the eternal fires of hell. Because of God's love for them, turn and receive the blood of Jesus, for the hour is getting late. And the fires of hell are opening at the gates of this nation in Honolulu, Hawaii, through sexual perversion. I continued on for 17 or 18 minutes. I'm not exactly sure. Obscene gestures were made towards me. Some people were under conviction by the Holy Spirit. There were tourists from all over the nations there. All over the nations. Japanese and so on, taking pictures, photographing me. It was not my normal venue of communications. But there, it was under divine ordinance that I declare the transgressions of this nation at its gates in October of 2008. Obama was placed in the White House. Barry Satoro. Twice, Proposition 8 has been struck down by the people of California. Gay marriage has not been permitted. On June 26th, the Supreme Court of the United States of America, 5 federal judges, overthrew the will of the people in California and declared unconstitutional that amendment to the California Constitution. This begs a lot of questions regarding the law and lawlessness. Nevertheless, on June 28th, actually I believe 26th through 28th, the Buddhists came through Sacramento with a blood relic tour. And the place of government, the seat of government for Sacramento, the West Coast. This sacrament of blood, Sacramento, this blood relic tour, was stemmed in sex magic, tantric sex magic. As we know, the governor of this state is a Jesuit-trained Buddhist. But as gay marriage is becoming a sacrament of blood, because the abortionist blood is running through the sewers of San Francisco and Sacramento and Los Angeles and over this state and the West Coast and over the nation. And the innocent blood is crying out from the sewers of this nation. And this spirit of perversion is an act of tantric sex magic to invite the destruction of the gates and the hedge. This is the abominations that caused the nation to come into desolation, and hence the unprecedented heat wave that is breaking all recorded records is scorching. The sun is scorching the Southwest. It's scorching the state of California. In fact, the Death Valley is 129 degrees because it is bringing death. And this scorching is a judgment to symbolize the scorching and the burnings of the eternal fires of perdition. It is designed to bring these state and these people to repentance. Only 3% of the people in this nation are gay, quote unquote. And they have overturned the will of the people. Just as in Honolulu 2008, during the gay parade, I lift up my voice and declare the transgression at the western gates that have been broken down through the entrance of spirits of perversion. And it is because I love you that I'm telling you, turn or you will burn in the fires of eternal hell forever. In addition, June has been Gay Pride Month in Israel, and Tel Aviv Gay Pride began the first week in June with a week of, quote, events in Tel Aviv, including a march in Jerusalem. This says in the Halakhic law, according to the Jewish Orthodox ruling, that validates gay marriages under the Huppah in May 2012, so shall the judgment of God come to purge this land. There's no other land. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God created the universe. But he declared that Jerusalem and Israel was his, and that he is a holy God. And he will not dwell in the midst of a profane and perverse people because of his holiness. And you bring death, eternal death on you, when you turn from God's laws and instructions. And your sins will bring the plagues and judgments upon you. Just as in Numbers 22, where the Israelites were fornicated with the Midianite women and a great plague broke out. And so the wickedness will come to be purged with God's hands of judgments, to first bring repentance and then to bring the purging of the iniquity, because Israel has profaned God's name among the nations. But he will sanctify his holy name, and that land will be holy when he returns. Let's look at Romans 1, 24 and 32. God also gives you up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than their creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gives them up to vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do these things which are not convenient or lawful, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, and covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And in Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And Revelation 9:21, neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornications, nor of their thefts. The key passage in Romans 1, 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do these things which are not fitting. They are being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. As Peter said in Acts before the legal council, who instructed them not to preach about this Jesus, he said, should we obey the laws of God or the laws of men? The laws of God are the highest laws. The laws of this nation that retains the name of the United States of America were built on Blackstone and the common law. It is a commentary of English laws printed in 1758 from a series of lectures. And these volumes became the underpinnings for the practice of law in the colonial era in America. And the primary principle of Blackstone's law is that all just law is rooted in God. He had a tremendous impact on the American colonies. Lawyers were trained under the tutelage of his law books. The fact that God is ultimately the source of just law and that all men are under the law is ingrained into the orderly conduct of social transaction in a community community unified group of people that are known as a nation. It is no surprise that the basic grievances expressed in the Declaration of Independence can be found as a violation of the common laws that were explained by Blackstone. Blackstone's impact formed the colonial legal system, and currently that system is straying from the principle of God's laws. Well, what does that mean? Let's go look at God's laws. We just read that Leviticus 18, the laws of sexual morality. Now, let me preface this with what it said in Romans 1. When people are given over to reprobate minds, this is a judgment from God. So we're very far down the road here. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God, according to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do, and according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinance to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord." All right, what's the counter of that? If you don't do them, you're going to die. "None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. She is your mother, you shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is near of kin to your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near kin to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, it is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is alive. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her customary impurity." All right, what is uncover nakedness? It means to have to know her, to have sex with her. And these are prohibitive laws regarding incest in family relationships. "And you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Moloch." In other words, no infanticide, no abortion. This is forbidden. "Nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For these abominations the men of the land have done what were before you, and thus the land is defiled, lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among the people. Therefore you shall keep my ordinance, so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord." Now, God's laws supersede the laws of man. In Deuteronomy 28. let us look what happens regarding the blessings on obedience, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. Now we will look at the curses on disobedience. Deuteronomy 28:15, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed you shall be in the city, and cursed you shall be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed you shall be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. And the Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you till you are destroyed. And the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with a scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in the darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils which cannot be healed. And from the sole of your foot to the top of your head, the Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall drive you. You shall carry much seed out to the field, but gather little in, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall tend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you, and pursue and overtake you, until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you, you five Supreme Court justices, who have overturned the laws of God, and the leaders who have overturned the laws of God of this nation, and the judgments are already falling and are in motion. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever. Verse 46. The prior was my commentary. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. And the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly, nor show favor to the young. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your land, until you are destroyed. They shall not leave you grain, or new wine, or oil, or the increase of your cattle, or the offspring of your flocks, until they have destroyed you. And they shall besiege you all at your gates, into your high and fortified walls, in which you trust, come down throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates, throughout all your land, which the Lord your God has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you in the siege, desperate straits, in which your enemies shall distress you. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, towards the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you who would not venture to get the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and her daughter, her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits, in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. If you do not observe carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. Then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night, and have no assurance of life. In the morning you shall say, "Oh, that it were evening." And at evening you shall say, "Oh, that it were morning," because of the fear which terrifies your heart, because of the sight which your eyes see. And the Lord will take you back to Egypt in ships by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves. But no one will buy you. And now is the season that we enter into the desperate straits. You must turn away from your sins. Your sins are anything that is unrighteous or evil, that is offensive to God, the creator of all the universe. You must first acknowledge that these behaviors and attitudes, inward attitudes of the heart, are sin. You must repent. To repent means to acknowledge them and to turn away. You must come and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the only door, the only way to everlasting life, that he was the Son of God in the flesh, with the genetic code of Adam, that he is the second Adam, that by him, when we acknowledge our sins to him and repent, we say we are sorry and are not going to sin anymore. With his help, he will come in and we receive his saving power of his blood. Then we will be washed and cleansed. We will become a new creation in Christ. The little caterpillar, the old carnal person, will become a butterfly with everlasting life. We'll become a new creature. And as we continue to seek him and be obedient to him, we'll grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus and Savior. One day, when we die, we will enter into glory, into eternity. I pray, Father, whoever hears these words, if they do not know you, will come to know you. Blessings. Jesus loves you. He died for you. No one else would do that, so that you could have life everlasting. Shalom.